I'm David Butcher, I'm the station engineer at BBC Radio Suffolk.
What's your job?
Looking after you lot is probably the short answer, but it involves a real variety of things. Sorting out computers is increasing, as you might imagine, increasing part of the job. But today I've been mending things, actually good old-fashioned, replacing components that have gone wrong, that have been fried or whatever. So it can be anything from that sort of thing, you know, the mundane fixing of headphones to quite complicated circuits to work out. To sorting out computers, to organising, planning and executing outside broadcasts, and generally sort of keeping the place going, keeping the place on air and responding to programme needs. And that's an important thing. So I'll talk to the editor, who will possibly be talking to me about some things that's planned in the summer, but requires a bit of thinking about in advance. So planning is an important part of the job as well.
In the studio where we're sat, we've got a piece of radio history, a big reel-to-reel, no longer in use, tape machine. And behind me we've got the computer and the automated playout software on a fairly archaic desk, which is going to be improved as well. So, I mean, the technology has changed immensely and is changing.
Yes. I mean, this is where the computers come in. Originally, when I joined here, I think we had one PC in the building, or possibly two. And of course, a PC in the early 90s or the very late 80s was a very rudimentary thing, and basically could do very little with it. Our word processors were state-of-the-art at the time, made by Amstrad, and we all know what happened to him. And yes, the broadcast technology was completely free of computers. So we had tape machines using quarter-inch tape, magnetic tape, great big reels of tape, 10 inches in diameter, and that would, at the fast, high-quality speed, that would give you half an hour's worth of replay. And of course now, hour upon hour is held within a tiny little USB memory stick or whatever. So yes, we have those tape machines, we have the cartridge machines, and some much older people will remember those as the old 8-track devices. We use them for playing in the little pieces of material that you news readers go out and record. And the sound disc, well actually the sound disc is the one thing that hasn't changed, but that's only because in the BBC we're not necessarily flush with money, so we make these things last as long as we can. But that too will go fairly soon, and we'll have a computer there as well, no doubt.
So someone coming into wanting to be a broadcast engineer, do they need to be an IT expert? Do they need to be an electrical engineer? What's the kind of core skill, or all of those?
Yeah, all of those, but IT is more and more useful. When I started in the corporation, I started with a physics and electronics degree. You didn't have to come in as a graduates. You could come in with some good technical A levels, and the BBC would then train you for a bit longer and not pay you quite so much. But yes, these days I think a good IT background would be essential, but also an ability and an interest in radio, but an ability to understand systems. It's now systems engineering. You've got lots and lots of boxes. How are they connected together? If something goes wrong, which of those boxes is causing the problem? So it is. Yes, the ability to be an electronics engineer or to have that ability, whilst useful, I wouldn't say is essential anymore.
And then on top of that, you've actually got the art of sound recording. So whether it's a band or something in a cathedral or on a busy street, of actually making things sound nice. How do you learn that?
That's experience. The best course I ever went on the BBC was a music balance course, and it was a week up in Hull of all places, and we were at the University of Humberside in a building that the BBC had use of. And on the first day, I can vividly remember we had a violinist and a pianist, and we were recording chamber music. And then the next day, I think we trotted off somewhere and recorded a brass band in the local village hall. The day after that, we had a jazz band to deal with, and then finally a pop band, so all bases being covered. So yes, you can get some training, but experience is key there, and just trying it with a few local bands and getting involved in music recording, because it's very accessible now. The kit is much cheaper than it ever was. Go out and try doing it and learn and talk to people who do it and get that experience. That's the way to do it. You know, even try to find some unpaid work in a local studio maybe for a summer. It's all experience.